Good morning. Love Talk Radio. Good morning. It's a great day to praise the Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord God Almighty. We highly praise the Lord this morning. We bless your name forever, Father God. You are great, and you deserve high praise from us this morning. You are merciful, compassionate, patient, always ready to forgive us. So loving and near to us who pray to you. We bless and honor you this morning. We thank you that you are the great and mighty King. None can compare to your kingship, O Father. We love you, O Lord, our Father. All glory and honor to you. Well, hello to everyone on the air with us this morning and those who will listen later. Thank you for coming on Bible Storyland. God created families, and my family is one of those families. I acknowledge and honor my sister this morning, my niece and her husband and their family, my nephew and his wife and family, my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis, all of my family, my uncles, aunts, and cousins. I acknowledge you, and I praise God for you. I love you, and I thank God for you. My God is a great God, and may God bless you daily. I honor my spiritual parents, Bishop Billy White Sr. and Lady White at the New Life Temple Church at Jacksonville, 8247 West Ramona Boulevard. You will love this church, and I honor my church family. I honor each of you, my friends, neighbors, and radio listeners. I thank God for each of you. God bless you. You have tuned in to Bible Storyland with Blog Talk Radio. You are our honored guest. I'm so glad you could join us this morning. This is a live show. I am your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G. Thank you for joining us. We have a God-filled show planned for you today. However, we're asking God to let his plans take over. So, Father God, this morning we yield to you. Father, as we pray to you this morning, we come humbly as we know how, and we just thank you for your divine presence this morning, Father God. Father, I thank you that you are so mighty, mightier than we can ever think or imagine. Father God, we ask you to forgive us this morning for any way we sin against you. You are the Most High God. Any way, Lord God, that we've come against your plan for our lives, forgive us, Father God. Any way we've sinned against each other, forgive us, Father God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit. Father, I lift up the children this day in the world, Father God. I ask you to touch them. Let them know, Father God, that you love them, Father God. I thank you for their parents. I thank you for them being blessed and highly favored of you. Encourage the children, Father God. And, Father, I thank you for providing for their needs and even for their desires, Father God, according to your will and your plan. And, Father, I lift up the elderly this morning. I particularly lift up Miss Louise Luke, who's been in the hospital, Lord God, in Appling, Georgia, Father God. Touch her body. I thank you for your presence there with her, Father God. Father, I adore you, I worship you, and I bless you, and I thank you for having your way on the show this morning. This morning we have my favorite aunt who's going to sing this morning. She's Mildred Brown. She's 100 years young. She's also known as the Mighty Mildred. She will sing as the Lord leads her this morning. Are you ready, Aunt Mildred?
I'm ready.
All right. Let God have his way.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure your ankle holds and grip that solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Oh, he's the one. That rock is Jesus. The only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds and a grip that solid rock. That rock is Jesus. Oh, he's the one. That rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, you be very sure, your anchor holds and grip that solid. That solid rock.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. Whew, that was a great song. So each of you, don't forget, be sure. Be sure you know who your solid rock is, because Jesus is a solid rock. And I thank you that we can stand on solid ground. I'm looking for someone in particular this morning. I have a 770. May I ask your name?
Pastor Beecham.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
This morning, I'm going to tell you a story from the Old Testament. Now, there is no such thing as coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. There's also a time for everything that happens. Solomon, the wisest man, said in Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, to everything there is a season and a time and a purpose for everything under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time for this and a time for that. Solomon concludes saying, what working people gain from their hard labor. Every one of us was born with a purpose to fulfill in our lifetime. Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster, plans to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will hear you. When you look for me, you will find me when you wholeheartedly seek me. Even when everything in our lives seems hopeless, we say, what's the use? God assures us that his plan is to prosper us and to give us hope for the future. Even when we don't see immediate results, we can be reassured of God's ultimate blessings and benefits when we trust and obey him. The fruit may not come immediately, but it will come ultimately. From our previous stories, we can see when the characters of old served God, they went through many trials, but they reaped the benefits from serving God. Look at Noah and the things he went through, being ridiculed for building an ark, a big boat, and there was no rain in sight. It had never rained before, but because he obeyed the voice of God, he and his family were saved from what could have been their end if they had not obeyed. Even Samuel, who was obedient as a child, learned to listen and obey God. Samuel was dedicated to the Lord before birth. How many of us have dedicated our children to God? Samuel was faithful all the days of his life. He was a prophet, a judge to Israel after the death of Eli. The past 2 weeks, our story has been about Daniel and his friends who went through great trials from the time they were boys, choosing to obey God rather than the king, even to the point of near-death experiences, fiery furnaces, and the lion's den. But yet they obeyed God. They didn't know the outcome of their trials. They trusted and obeyed God. No matter what and how tremendous No matter what, they trusted God, and they had tremendous victories. God was faithful to them. From the pit to the palace is our story. It's Joseph, a journey to success, found in Genesis chapter 37 through chapter 50. Some journeys can be very difficult. Joseph's journey was very difficult from the start, but as he continued his relationship with God, drawing closer to the Father with each trial he went through, even as a boy, he suffered greatly. His family didn't understand him. His father favored him more than the other sons, which didn't help Joseph at all. As a matter of fact, it caused his brothers to be jealous of him. Even more, when his father showed that he loved Joseph more, he gave him a beautiful coat of many colors and did not do the same for his other sons. So how many of us are treating our children of each other? Joseph was already different from his brothers. God gave him dreams and visions as a child. He was young and undisciplined, and he told dreams and visions to his father and brother, not thinking about how they might feel. This made his brothers hate him more, but God had a plan. That could not be stopped. God's plan superseded the plot his brothers tried to carry out. Even the first plan to kill Joseph, their second plan was put him in a pit and lie to their father, saying a wild beast had devoured him. They brought his coat back to his father with blood on it from the animal they killed. Even our enemies can't stop the plan God has for our lives. The enemy tried to kill Joseph, but God's plan continued. God always make a way of escape for Joseph, as he does for us today. Joseph's brothers put him in a pit and sold him for silver to the Ishmaelites and took Joseph to Egypt. Now, when Joseph's brother went home and told a lie to their father, saying that he was killed by a wild animal, Jacob tore his clothes and put on sackcloth around his waist and mourned the death of Joseph for a long, long time. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph to Potiphar, one of Potiphar's officials. The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. He worked in his master's house. Potiphar liked Joseph so much that he made him a trusted servant, in charge of Potiphar's household and everything he owned. The Lord blessed the Egyptian household because of Joseph. Now, how many of you know that when all is going well and you have had success after success, promotion after promotion, the enemy comes in like a flood? But thank God he put up a standard against the enemy. And when we take a stand, the plots and plans of the enemy fail. Because Joseph was handsome and well-built, the enemy sent Potiphar's wife to tempt Joseph, but Joseph refused her, which made her mad. So she accused him falsely. Potiphar heard his wife's story and had Joseph arrested and put in prison, where the king's prisoners were kept. While he was in prison, the Lord was with him. When we go through our situations in life, the Lord is with us too. He promised he will never leave us nor forsake us. He keeps his promises. The Lord reached out to Joseph with unchanging love and gave him protection. The Lord put Joseph on good terms with the warden, so the warden put Joseph in charge of the prisoners. The Lord made Joseph successful. Here's what I want you to notice. Nowhere was it recorded that Joseph was bitter, angry, depressed, and so on, because of the trials he went through from a young man. You already know your gifts can make room for you. So Joseph began to use his gifts again of interpretation of dreams in prison. The baker and the cupbearer had a dream, and Joseph saw they were upset and inquired as to why. They had dreams that were upsetting, but Joseph gave God credit for being the only one who could interpret the dream. So Joseph listened to their dreams and told them what the dream meant. 2 years later, Potiphar had a dream that upset him so much. So they told Pharaoh about Joseph's gift to interpret dreams. Now, you know this was very, very important because he needed to interpret that dream. Through the interpretation of the dream, Potiphar this saved many people's lives. Joseph could have been spiteful, angry, or hurt, or resentful because he was put in prison for something he didn't do and refused to interpret the dream, but he was glad to do so. This was the beginning of better things for Joseph because of people. By doing so, this helped Joseph and his whole family were saved from starvation and given a palace to live in. Joseph was promoted by Pharaoh. This was only the beginning of good things, blessings that happened to Joseph. As the story continues, Joseph told Pharaoh the interpretation of the dream. He also advised Pharaoh. Read the story in Genesis 37 through 50. What a great Bible story recorded in the Bible. Do a character story on Joseph or Bible characters. See what you can learn from the lives of those and how they can help you today. Now, as the story is told in Genesis 41, Joseph was 30 years old when he served Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Genesis 42, Jacob sends his ten sons to Egypt. This is where Joseph sees his brothers again for the first time after the pit experience. The journey continues where Joseph is finally reunited with all his family, his father, his brothers, because of Joseph's obedience to God. God allowed Joseph and his family a great life of riches. He truly went from rags to riches, so to speak, from the pit to the palace. When we obey God, he has great things in store for us too. Remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. God loves us and wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other as ourselves. Well, we have some great guests this morning, and I'm going to pause for a minute, and we have a great woman of God all the way from Mississippi, and she's a gospel artist, Christian resource provider. She's going to tell you a little bit more about herself. Her name is Lanny Span McBride. Good morning, Lanny.
Good morning, Sister G.
We are so happy to have you on the show this morning.
I'm already blessed by your beautiful story. I just love your work. I'm a fan of yours. I love your heart. Excited to be with you and your listeners this morning.
We're happy to have you.
I'm moving, and I'm hoping that I won't lose you. I'm on my way out of town for
a
workshop. So I'm in transit, and we're going to, if I should fade away, it's because we're hitting a spot, okay?
All righty.
Well, I am I've been at my church as music ministry person for years. Actually, I've been at the church 47 years, working with music development there. I started at the age of 15 with my dad was pastor. My present pastor is Dr. Danny Hollins, whom I taught in elementary school. Many of the young people in the church are the adults I taught in school. And I guess between church and school, church don't know what I'm doing at school, and school don't know what I'm doing at church. The bottom line is that I love the Lord and I love his creation everywhere I go. I don't have the one message, and that is that we're loved by our Father, our Heavenly Father, and he wants us to have a quality life in him. He wants us to have intimacy with him in our relationships so that we can show his glory in the earth. My platform is simply everything in my life, whether it's school or whether it's church, community, wherever I am, it points all to Christ, to God, that he loves us so, and he wants to be about kingdom build business.
Amen.
I have a website, letitbemagrive.com, and on that website you can look at some of my works and get some overviews there and some beautiful faith books built on Bible principles and much resource for teaching music and for teachers in general. And then, of course, sheet music, some CDs. It's a wealth of material there. So we would be excited if your listeners would go to the website, look and see. There's some music samples there. Just want them to be empowered, and all these tools, that's what they're about.
All right, we want to hear some of your music this morning from your
CD. Sure, I happen to have my CD here, and I'm going to play one that I love a lot called Yes, Jesus Loves Me, and I'm going to tune that in right now. Let's see.
All right.
Okay. Here it comes.
Yeah.
Again, so people can get. She also writes.
Right, and, my website. Go ahead, darling. I'm sorry.
Okay, she also writes books, and she does. She's an inspirational speaker, a music specialist, and she's going to give her website where you can go on and find out about her and all the different things that she does and the book that she's written.
Yes, Sister G, that website is Lanny, L-A-N-N-I-E, Span, S-P-A-N-N, McBride, M-C-B-R-I-D-E, .com. If you put in Lanny Span, the website will come up along with some other entrees. But if you see the .com, LannySpanMcBride.com, I would love to hear from your supporters. And I certainly do appreciate this moment with you. I'm so blessed by you, Sister G.
Oh, I'm blessed by you. I thank God for you. Look forward to speaking with you again soon. So I hope you all continue to listen as you drive and pray God's blessings upon you and his safety, that he goes with you and he comes back with you.
I receive that. Thank you so much. I have a choir member that's driving for me, a friend, one of the directors of my church. His name is Victor Cunningham. I just want the audience to know he's here.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you all. And now we have another coming on. Another is a great man of God. We've had some great people on the show. I thank God. Apostle Beecham. Apostle Beecham is on this morning. He is the apostle, New Life Church at Jacksonville. With Bishop, who is our Bishop Billy W. White Sr. Apostle Beecham is married to Pastor Ethel Beecham, and they have beautiful children. So, Apostle, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very good, I want to greatly thank God for the Bible Storyland, bringing the Bible alive. To this nation, I bless him for what he's doing in your life and for satisfaction, dedication, praise God.
Apostle, are you there? Apostle?
Yes, hello.
Oh, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay. All right, could you tell us a little bit about the country that you're from?
Yeah, I'm from the west coast of Africa. I'm from Ghana, and Ghana is situated in the west of Africa, and God is doing so much within the continent of Africa. I actually migrated to the United Kingdom, and the Lord directed my steps to come to the U.S. for, as in Abraham, God directing you, and I took that step of faith, and I bless God for taking that step of faith. I thank God I've been here for the past 10 years, and God has been so good and so wonderful. I want to use the occasion to appreciate my bishop, Bishop Dr. Billy W. White Sr., my bishop and my pastor, and he is my covering of the New Life Church at Jacksonville, where I worship as a member with my family. I thank God also for my first lady, Dr. Juanita White. I thank them so much. These are very, very great leaders. So I appreciate God for the humility of my bishop and for the servitude. He's a great man of God. Seven the nation. And God is doing very, very awesome and wonderful things. I will use occasion to talk about an occasion we have coming on the 26th of February. The Men's Fellowship at the New Life Church at Jacksonville, which is being headed by Mr. Maurice Flowney, a very humble servant of God, an effective teacher, a great man of passion for God, and he has driven our Men's Fellowship. He's driven the Men's Fellowship with such a great passion, and God is doing something awesome in the Men at the New Life at Jacksonville with Bishop Billy White as our president. And we have our conference, our first annual conference coming on the 26th of February. That is the time is 10:30 a.m.
Pastor, there's some piece of tune from the line. Can you hear that?
The theme for the conference is the man God designed you to be. The man God made you to be. We are excited and we are looking forward to what God is about doing with us. This will be on Saturday, the February 26th at 10:30 a.m. And we are located at 8247 Ramona Boulevard West, Jacksonville. 8247 Ramona Boulevard West in the city of Jacksonville. And you can get us also on 904-783-8638. 904-783-8638. And I can say something a bit about what God has really done with us and being with us as men. You know, it's so difficult for men to open up, and we are that type of people that, you know, do not express emotions. But I feel like it's a great bond of unity and love. The spirit of love really resides in that place. And I believe that the anointing that emits from the head is what dominates the congregation, and our bishop has such great love, and I haven't seen it. You know, this is so incredible, and that anointing, that grace is so imparted into the house that the men in that chair have such strong bond. We could cry on the shoulders of one another. And the Lord is driving us with such a force that is so unbreakable. And we believe that the purpose for God making us must be definitely realized. And we want to come together to just look at what the scriptures said, to strengthen ourselves, to encourage ourselves, and most especially to be one another's keeper. Because we believe that the men are the core fabric of society. And we have to take our place and our position. and we have to be the protectors of our wives, our mothers, our children, our sisters, and we have to be the leaders in protecting God's earth and God's creation and standing for justice and righteousness and equity, taking our place, the kingdom of God on this earth, and say no more to the people that are afflicting our families, our kids. We want to stand as men God made us to be. This conference is going to be very, very awesome. Our bishop will be speaking in this conference, and I can envisage what God is going to do through him. We're having our men's meeting, and the Spirit of the Lord just broke loose in our midst, and I was saying to them, you know, we are putting order to this program, but I can feel in my spirit that when our bishop speaks, that God will orchestrate the whole program, and the Spirit of heaven, of the kingdom, will just fall on us, and we may move into a revival. See, I don't know what God is about to do, and that is how God has been dealing with us. But we are looking forward to next Saturday about what God is up to do with us. And the conference will be from 10:30 to 1:30 specifically, and we are providing free lunch. And the first 30 men that will register, we are specially honoring them with a free gift. And I want to invite everyone within the Jacksonville area. It's not just open to men, open to our young men, our youth, you know. Wives can come. We are just going to open our hearts to just take our stand and see what God is up to do with us. I bless God so much for that spirit that our bishop is really released in that house, and Minister Flowney, the president of the Men's Fellowship, and for what he is doing with other ministers that are standing strong with him. There is such strong unity and such strong bond, and I want to invite every man from every church, even if you are on church, you know, we want to take the opportunity to invite you. Come around and just hear from the heart of God. There is a heartbeat in heaven. Heaven is calling. Zion is calling, as my bishop always says. And we want you to respond to that call, to come and be part of this great historic season that is happening, the New Life Church at Jacksonville, 8247 Ramona Boulevard West. And I want to say this. Don't confuse Ramona Boulevard West with Ramona Boulevard. See, Ramona Boulevard is off the Lane Avenue. Many people confuse and they drive to the Lane Avenue off the I-10 West. We are located Ramona Boulevard West, right off Marietta Road. Once you exit off the I-10, heading downtown Marietta Road, we are located over the Ramona Boulevard West. So I want our hearers to know about it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Apostle, can you briefly tell us, you wrote your first book, and I think maybe you have more than one. Are you moving, Apostle?
No, ma'am, I'm stationed.
Okay. All right. So tell us just briefly, we have a few moments. Let us briefly about the book that.
Praise the Lord. My first book that have just come out, the title is Wise Men from the East. The Lord has been actually challenging me as I go through the New Testament, and I stumble on God planting a garden in the East, and that test and motivates me to try to do a historicity about
from Psalms 19. So get your Bible. You know this is Bible story land, and we stand on God's word, the Bible. Psalms 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky displays what his hands have made. One day tells the story to the next. One night shares knowledge with the next without talking, without words, without their voices being heard. Yet their sound has gone out into the entire world, their message to the end of the earth. He has set up a tent in the heaven from the sun, which comes out of its chamber like a bridegroom, like a champion. It is eager to run its course. It rises from one end of the heavens. It encircles around the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The teachings of the Lord are perfect. They renew the soul. The testimony of the Lord is dependable. It makes gullible people wise. The instructions of the Lord are correct. They make the heart rejoice. The command of the Lord is radiant. It makes the eyes shine. The fear of the Lord is pure. It endures forever. The decisions of the Lord are true. They are completely fair. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even the drippings from a honeycomb. As your servant, I am warned by them. There is great reward from following them. Who can notice every mistake? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep me from sinning. Do not let anyone gain control over me. Then I will be blameless, and I will be free from any great offense. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my strength, my defender. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I want to just continue a little bit more and tell you a little bit about the story that I shared with you about Joseph's life. Joseph's life, you know, just like our life is a process, Joseph developed great leadership qualities through the process that he went through. Through each process he faced, God was with Joseph, as he is with each one of us, which accounted for each successful victory that God gave Joseph. Joseph was obedient. If you study the character of Joseph, a summary of his life tells us that he was a youthful dreamer in Genesis 37. His dreams were fulfilled, Genesis 41:42, faithful in hardship places, Genesis 39. He resisted temptation, Genesis 39. He was unspoiled by sudden prosperity, Genesis 41. He manifested brotherly love, Genesis 43. There is a marked resemblance between Daniel's career and Joseph's career. Both were carried into captivity in their youth. Both were model men. Both worked in the king's court. Both were unjustly persecuted. Their hardships became their stepping stones to honor, and through interpretation of dreams were exalted to rulership. Both lived pure lives, even though they lived in the midst of corruption. So I thank God for the stories that he give us, you know, each week, because from these stories, we can learn so many different things. I thank each of you this morning for listening, for getting out of your comfortable places to praise God with us. This morning, may God bless you. May you have a God-filled day. Now, is there anyone who needs prayer this morning? Anybody on the line who needs prayer? You can press 1 if you're already on the air. You can just speak up and let me know if you need prayer this morning.
Sister G, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I want you to lift up in prayer a young lady I met last night named Genevieve.
Okay.
Just for her deliverance and for her faith in God.
Okay. All right. Deliverance and faith. Anybody else?
I'm always thankful for prayer. So I'd like to you to put in a saying for me this morning.
Amen. That's my Aunt Mildred, everyone. She's 100 years young plus. In June, Lord say the same, she will be 101. So we're thanking God for her strength. Anyone else need prayer?
Mr. G, this is Ruby Dixon in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
And I'd like to pray for People to Choir that God would continue to lead, guide, and direct us.
Okay, because we are People to Choir.
Yes.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Anybody else? All right. Okay. Well, Father God, we honor you this morning. We just thank you for what you're doing and what you've done. We bless you this morning. We thank you for every caller on the air. We thank you for those that will listen later, Lord God. Father, you are an awesome God in every way. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge your ways. Father, your word says your ways are past finding out, but those that you've allowed us to know, we love. We adore your ways, Father God. And, Father, I particularly come lifting up Miss Louise Luke again this morning, who's been on a hospital bed of affliction. I thank you for touching her body this morning and having your way in her life. Father, we thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith. I thank you for strengthening her body. I lift up Genevieve this morning, Father God, your daughter. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for increasing her faith in you, Father God. Father, I thank you for being her hiding place. I thank you, Father God, for being her deliverer. I thank you, Father God, for drawing her closer to you and teaching her more about you and your ways. I thank you, Father God, for her obedience to you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for my Aunt Mildred. I thank you for this mighty woman of God that you put in my life, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for her being a part of my family and the family of God. I thank you for her strength. I thank you for her courage. I thank you for all that you're doing on her behalf. I thank you, Father, for drawing her closer to you. Closer with each passing day, closer, as the song says, just a closer walk with thee. I thank you for all that you're doing in her life. I thank you for our family, Father God. I lift up my family before you, Father God, of which Aunt Mildred is a vital part, Father God. We thank you for blessing her with us with her, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, Father God. I lift up Ruby Dixon this morning, Father God, and I thank you for the choir that she has, the ministry that you've given her called Because We Are People Too. I thank you for their being on the air last week and singing to give you glory. Now, Father, give them strength, give them unity, give them peace. I thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for giving them, Father God, what they need in this hour, Father God. I thank you for keeping them healthy and well. I thank you, Father God, for everything you're doing on their behalf. And, Father, sometimes they say they have handicaps, but it's no such thing in you. They are perfect in you, Father God, whether they're blind, whether they have something going on in their bodies, but we're all perfect in you. And so I thank you for the courage that they have, Lord God, the awesome ministry that they do daily, on a daily basis, helping the poor, helping the needy, praying for people, singing to give you glory, Father God. And so, Father, we honor you as the great and mighty I Am this morning, and we bless you this morning. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Is there anyone who has a short testimony this morning? Anybody on the line? Press 1 if you haven't already.
Sister G, this is Brenda.
Oh, good morning.
Brenda
Lamar
from Houston, Texas.
Amen.
I'm doing wonderful. I am doing wonderful, and I just would like to say to the listening audience, I have been refreshed and I have been ministered to. Sister McBride, continue in the work of the Lord. continue in the work of the Lord. For truly, yeah, well, you're one of his choice chosen vessels. And to the apostle, God bless you. And to all the radio listeners, God bless you. It was a privilege and an honor to have been tuned in on today. Thank you so much.
Amen. I thank you for being on, my sister in the Lord. Sister Elena, are you on? Sister Elena. Okay, she can't hear me right now, but she is on the air. Anybody else have a testimony this morning? All righty. I have a 504 number that was on there. Let's see. Hold on one second. Hold on. Somebody else has a testimony. Hold on. All right. That is my surrogate father, Frank Hart, in Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for you, Carissa. We love you. And
love
keep
you
it up,
too.
Baby.
Huh? I'm
thank
sorry.
Thank God.
You...
We love you and keep up the good work.
Amen. I thank God for you. You know, Frank and my sister raised me when I was growing up. They taught me so many things. They sent me to church, went with me. I thank God for you. Thank you so much. Anything else you want to say, Frank?
No, not now.
All righty. Anybody else? Anybody else have anything to say this morning? I see my spiritual daughter on the line this morning. You have anything you want to say? Latrina, press 1 if you do. All right. We have more time on the air this morning. Okay, hold on. She's going to say something. I thank God for you, my daughter. Hold on. I'm going to put you on the air. Hold on one second. Okay, Latrina, you on. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. God bless you. I really enjoyed myself this morning. And I just want to encourage you to keep to stay on the wall and don't come down. Keep doing what God has called you to do and keep allowing God to use you just as he's been doing. So God bless everyone that's on the line and everyone in their respective places. Be blessed.
God bless you, my daughter. She's here in Jacksonville. You got. I thank God for each of you. Anybody else want to say anything? Testimony, sing a song. You're welcome this morning. Lanny, are you still on? Okay, they were going someplace traveling this morning. Anybody else? Anyone want to sing a song?
Sister G. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Ruby Dixon. I had come on prepared to sing a song, though the choir couldn't be on this morning. So if you want me to, I can sing it.
Amen. We're all ears. Have your way, Lord. All right.
This is one of Louis Armstrong's songs that he wrote, What a Wonderful World.
Okay.
I think of it when I think of everybody in the world.
Amen.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The rainbows in the sky are so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. You know, I thank God for the wonderful world that he created.
Yes.
Oh, my God, he created a wonderful world, and he's so great that he created a wonderful world in 6 days, and then he rested. What a great God we serve. Thank you. I thank God for you sharing that song with us. Anybody else have anything that they want to share this morning? Anybody else have anything they want to share? Okay. All right, I thank God for each of you. The show is about to go off. Are you all there? Anybody there? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes,
okay,
I'm there.
People are still there. All right, you all have a God-filled day. And, Father God, I just thank you this morning for what you've done on the air with us this morning. I thank you, Father God, that we could call upon your name in this place and that you heard and that you answered our prayers. Because your word says, before we call, you've already answered. I thank you that you are faithful to us, Father God. And, Father, I thank you, your word says that when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we can abide under your shadow, Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. My God, in you will we trust. So all of you, I thank you, Father God. I thank God for all of the people that are listening, that have listened, and that will listen. Bless our day. Lead and guide us by your Spirit. And forgive us for any way we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God. We are subject to error, even without knowing it. So, Father, I thank you that you are loving Father. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, your God. We bless you and honor you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. I love each of you, and I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. Have a God-filled day, everybody. Bye. Bye. Nobody saying bye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.